is an introduction of two new employees. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'll go over here so everybody. I'm Carrie Mahaffey. I know a lot of you, so it's nice to see you all. I was just appointed as, well, hoping to be appointed as the AIS teacher across the street at West. I went to UTEP K-12 and I taught in a few places. I just came from Cape Cod. I got married. I moved back and I'm back in the area and I'm really excited for the challenge and to be back and to help and to improve and to work with the little guys. That's what my certifications are in, and that's why I've been an interventionist for the last three and a half years. So it's nice to be back and doing what I like to do and know how to do.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
Nice to see all of you. I haven't seen new faces. It's so nice to see faces again. So.
Good. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lindsay O'Dell. First off, I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to work in such a great district. I'm very excited to be working in a district so similar to the one that I grew up in because I love the small hometown feeling. Just a few quick things about me. I grew up in Dover Plains. I attended Eastern Connecticut State University where I earned a Bachelor's of Fine Arts. After graduation, I attended Mercy College where I was entered the education program. Currently, I am certified in general ed and special ed for grades 1 through 6. This past summer, I completed Norton Gillingham training and worked as a language tutor. And most recently, I spent the last year working in a self-contained classroom as a teaching assistant. I feel not only I'll be an asset to the classroom, but I have much to offer to extracurricular activities as needed. I played and continue to play women's volleyball. I have directed several community theater programs, and I teach piano lessons and love to help out with the community. Again, I cannot express my gratitude and how excited I am to get started. Thank you again.
Next will be a public comment.
I hope that this is an opportunity to be able to ask a question out to the board, realizing I may not be expecting an answer this evening, but at least to be able to ask, because I was looking at the agenda and I was not sure if you had something specifically about the Norton Elementary School that we're going to discuss this evening. The reason I'm asking is that about 6 weeks ago, we had a meeting which was convened by the superintendent of school with several members of the school board, several members from the town board and village board, along with representatives from the Northeast Community Council board at that time. And at that time, it was agreed to hold a community forum to talk about the future of the Norton Elementary School, how it will be used going forward in the future. I understand that, of course, that through the communication that came to the village clerk's office in Norton, that we were advised that the meeting that had been set up for November 5 was canceled. And of course, the question is why it was canceled, and we'll seek some information on that. The other, of course, is that there's certainly a number of rumors going through the community to the point that I don't know if they've gone beyond what we're almost trying to review the fact. But nevertheless, even if there is something that's developing relative to the possible reuse of the building, whether it's an offer from an individual, a party, or an organization, I still believe the event of having a community forum is still a viable idea to consider, because we have not had an opportunity for people within the village of Norton and the town of Northeast, and then along with other organizations that may be of interest, to speak about the use for the purpose of the school board to be able to judge any proposal that's maybe coming before the board to see whether that's in alignment to what the community would like to do or see done with the building for the board. So if this is going to be discussed later on the agenda, that we have to know, I just would also ask at that point, would there be any opportunity for any members of the public to ask questions when that report is being given, or that's outside your policy as far as your board?
As of right now, we're still gathering information on facts and figures, and talking to still people that are involved, and we haven't made a final decision yet, so I don't think we're going to
Publicly discuss publicly tonight.
Public tonight.
Well, so the question will be back is that was there a reason for canceling the community forum or to continue with that so that?
It wasn't canceled, Mr. Sherman. It was postponed based on the board needing to discuss additional information. So it was postponed because it would have been premature.
Was there a specific date that was set for that?
For the postponement? No.
Yes. No, okay. I'm basing on the information that came to me from our village clerk to the board members, which said it was canceled.
Well,
so that may have been, again, verbal that came to her, and then she converted something else and committed in the evening. So it was postponed. I would ask whether or not there's any, the reason encouraged the board to consider rescheduling it. I know we're running into that difficult time period. We're in November, and the holidays will be coming in very soon here in a few weeks. So if it's something that can be scheduled conveniently, not too far in the future, I would certainly encourage you to do so, because I think it would be worthwhile to hear from the community what they think ought to be done with the building. And you can then use that to compare it against any proposals that you may be being offered to the school board to consider by other parties.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary. Anybody else under public comment first?
I would just like to add to that. Do you guys have any intentions of following through with the community input on Milton Elementary School? I didn't hear anything whatsoever.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the board needs to have a chance to discuss additional information that they've received, and then I think we'll go forward with from there. So, again, we wanted to have the partnership with the village, the town, and the community center and the district. That hasn't changed. So it's just additional information.
From this time forward, do you think you could involve the village in any meetings that you have?
Yes.
I don't see why not.
Have they not been involved?
Yeah. Yes. You guys have been involved more than we have right now, really.
Well, I won't get into it right now, but you can talk amongst yourselves about the not being involved in the last meeting you had. I just would like to be involved.
That is
in
correct.
Future meetings.
We didn't call that meeting.
Okay.
That is correct.
I would
correct.
Just like to be involved in the future yes. meeting because I feel that I represent the taxpayers in the village of Millington, and I think that they should. Know what's going on.
And who was at the meeting?
That was the town of Northeast. It was Mr. Scuteri.
And anyone else?
One member from the Northeast Community Center came.
And
was
there any
committee.
Reason we didn't ask the
We didn't call the meeting.
To?
The meeting was called by
Well, it doesn't matter. We're a public entity. We're attending a meeting. Is there any reason we didn't ask that other people be allowed to attend?
But they set up the meeting for us. We just assumed that they
But there's a meeting tomorrow, Marty, at 6 o'clock.
There it is. I'm not aware of it.
It just was changed today. But you're welcome as a representative of the village tomorrow night. It was supposed to be Wednesday, and it's tomorrow night.
I really feel like I wasn't going to be informed of this meeting.
You would have been.
I just asked
you would have been. You would have been. It's been an interesting turn of events since our last meeting. So,
would you be so kind to just sort of describe? This is not the community forum that you're talking about. You're talking about another meeting.
A committee meeting.
Committee meeting. Oh, this
the
meeting.
Board committee.
Yes, but those are not meetings that you're expecting to have other people outside your board participating in, or yes? Or
yes,
no?
Yes, we are.
Okay, may I ask where the meeting will be?
Millington Elementary at 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m. I have to say, it's the first time I've heard of it. So.
I believe it.
Well, I certainly apologize. That's not what the board's intent was. If that's happening, then we'll need to look into that.
The whole process
just here.
Jim, could I ask the meeting
but when
tomorrow,
you give
who
one
called
that
meeting
one?
Tomorrow?
What's that?
Who called the meeting for tomorrow?
That's the one we had scheduled for Wednesday the 5th.
Okay, yes, we did. Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's just
changed.
Been rescheduled.
It's changed,
rescheduled from Wednesday to Tuesday.
To Election Day?
Yeah.
Tomorrow was Election Day.
That's the survey we did today, and everybody said they were available.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps it would be better. I mean, I'm not on the committee, but in the interest of not looking as though we're trying to leave people out, perhaps another day could be found?
Well, I was available, but I was a little surprised that we were going to have it on Election Day because we had talked about the 5th. So.
One day's notice on Election Day doesn't strike me as the best plan to try to get as much participation as we could.
Well, we are having a meeting because we have to hire someone kind of quickly because we lost someone. We are having one tomorrow at 6 o'clock, unfortunately.
Well, this isn't a decision-making meeting either. It's just...
Right.
Just
letting you know we are having a meeting tomorrow night, too.
It was just a committee meeting to follow after the board has a chance to speak.
Okay.
So if you think...
Okay,
if
you can explain to me what the committee meeting's for, then perhaps that will make it easier. I would assume the committee... I thought this was one that was going to be open with the public if it's going to be up at the Millerton Elementary School.
No, that was the community forum that they were...
Okay, so where's the meeting tomorrow? Because he just asked and I thought you said at the Millerton Elementary School.
It's a committee meeting that the board committee set up for November 5th, which was switched to the 4th. If the committee members want to switch it to a different day, that's fine. Or if you want to go with it, since it's already scheduled, that's up to the committee.
So it's just basically scheduled as you guys talking together?
Yeah, 3 of them, yeah.
So you won't need one after tonight? I
was available for the meeting tomorrow, but I would rather have it on the 5th myself, as we had originally planned. And I don't know, was there a major reason for the change, or?
I had conflict on the 5th.
Oh, okay.
But we could have gone Tuesday or Thursday. So.
Well, maybe.
That's up to, you
I'm,
guys.
I'm available all those nights, but it's just...
Well, I think we still need to continue our inclusion of these,
absolutely,
the village and the town, of course. I don't want it out there that we're not including them. I mean, we definitely need all the input we can get from the community and the municipalities there we're dealing with. I'm available tomorrow night. I'm available Thursday night and not, so.
If we're all available for tomorrow night.
Let's just keep...
Yeah. I mean, it's not anything other than...
It's a follow-up meeting.
Yes.
Right, I understand that, but you just got done telling us that the meeting was postponed. You actually moved the meeting up. That's not postponed.
We're talking two different meetings. So
no.
You're talking
The forum was postponed.
When has that been postponed to tell us?
It hasn't been scheduled.
It hasn't
been scheduled.
Okay.
That was the one that was going to be November 5th, the community forum that we talked about that night that we met. And that's why.
And you were going to have the committee meeting at the same time?
No.
Okay, so you were going to meet earlier then?
No, the committee meeting that is scheduled for, that was scheduled for the 5th, came after the postponement of the community forum.
Right.
Since
we were all going to be together that night anyway, we were going to get together that night.
This was money for the grant. That's what this was.
Okay.
That's an agreement we signed to support the grant. The advantage after school.
Any other public comments?
Yes.
The only thing
I know,
ask is
because I remember.
Can you just clarify when and where a meeting is going to occur, when it's actually occurring today?
Yeah, but there's no grant tonight, so I'm not sure why this is being brought up.
I'm not sure
we've never signed anything.
It's a commitment. I think we're still having a committee meeting tomorrow.
Yes.
It's
okay.
Just the board committee.
It's just a board committee.
And it's the representatives from the town of Northeast. And if the village, if you want to send a representative, you're welcome.
So you can name the people that are going to be attending the meeting. It's going to be just the school board?
It's not the school board. It's the same people that were at the meeting that you were at.
Okay.
Three
it's the school board committee.
Yeah, whenever that was, 6 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, I mean, it's the same
people.
Plus Mr. Scutelli.
Okay. Any other public comment? Right. As far as the public meeting, everybody would be contacted for that. Okay. Right?
Yes.
So just committee tomorrow. All right, let's see here. Our student report, Jane?
So winter sports are starting up coming up in these next couple of weeks. Fall sports have pretty much all come to a close. The soccer team, boys varsity soccer team, unfortunately lost in their sectional final game against Rhinebeck. That was a bummer. The cross-country team had their sectional meet this Friday, and the three people that are on the team actually placed third, fourth, and fifth at the meet, so those three people are moving on to the state meet this Saturday. So that's going to be really big. It's up in SUNY Canton, towards the main quarter, and that's like the state championship meet for cross-country. Then I think that'll be the end of most of the fall sports.
Field hockey also made it to the sectional finals. We actually lost in the last minute and a half of the game, which is pretty sad. But, well, that's the end of field hockey. The pep rally that was held last Friday was a success, along with community day and homecoming. And also, today started the auditions for the spring musical, which is Annie Get Your Gun. And,
very cool.
Thank you very much. Okay. Guys, since you gave your report, you can take off and go home to your homework now, okay? Only for that reason. Thank you. Our new employees, if they would like to go, you don't have to say list the rest of our boring meeting if you don't want. Okay. Thank you very much. Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thanks.
On to our superintendent's report.
I just wanted to point out that the partnership agreement with the Northeast Community Center is on the agenda. Normally we would have done that much earlier, but they had lost their funding, as you recall, earlier in the summer, so we didn't do the partnership agreement that we normally would have done in the springtime.
Can I ask, because this to me is the one we were going to sign last year when they were applying for a grant. I don't recall ever signing anything prior to that. This is not a typical thing we've been signing every year. This was done last year just for the application for a grant.
Sorry.
We had two different grants that the Northeast Community Center was working on last year. One was the Farm to Table, and the other was the 21st Century Community. I can't recall the title. Those two grants, I don't think they received either of them.
Right, but this was the agreement for that grant. We had to sign an agreement in order for them to be able to apply for the grant.
It would apply. So if we applied with them, it would be a better chance they would get their grant.
This is not something I've ever seen before that.
So do you want to get further information then?
Well, no, actually, we can go ahead and discuss it, but it needs to come off the agenda, first of all, because I want to discuss it, and secondly, because Kristen can't vote on it anyway, so it needs to come off the consent agenda.
Okay, so do you want to discuss it under consent? Or do you want to discuss it now?
Well, we can discuss it when it gets to the point.
We can discuss it on the consent, because we're not supposed to under consent.
No, we need to pull it from the consent agenda anyway, so it doesn't
okay.
really matter.
All right, that's all I have.
All right, okay. So we'll move on now to consent agenda. We're going to be pulling those few items we have to pull. Okay. Let's see, support staff appointments. The second one on there, we're going to pull that one for to have Jim check out a few clerical errors, I believe, possibly. And then the Northeast Community Center grant application. And was anybody else want to pull anything else?
The DCC one also, the 10 of, only because, again, I want to ask a question about it. Can't ask a question unless.
And you said the appointment, mm-hmm. that particular appointment.
That's right.
Could,
so 1105 and 1106.
Thank you. 1100, only two, ten, then you're
ten,
speaking
ten
of?
1003.
And
1003.
1003, just yep. the one particular person.
So three?
Just one name, the second name, Francine Coon, is being called.
Okay, 1003.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, Okay, is there anything else that anybody wants to have pulled? Seeing that there's nothing, can I have a motion?
I move that we accept the consent agenda as amended.
I second.
Okay, motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody against? The ayes have it. Nothing under district for delegations?
None.
Business and operations. Acceptance of donations. That was on consent, that was it?
No. We need to decide to pull them off last time.
Want to make a motion for acceptance of donations?
Well, they're individual ones.
Go on.
It's a Quest grant and a, but yeah, I mean, if you don't want to, I had asked last week that we pull them off because I thought it was worth recognizing staff who go to the effort to apply for grants and get money that can be used for Nubatuck students. If we still want to do it under a blanket, okay, then that's okay.
No, I think it's a good idea to give recognition. Okay. So we'd like to do this upon recognition by superintendent of schools. Be it resolved that the Board of Education gratefully accepts the following donations: the Harlan Valley Chamber of Commerce, Mr. John Rockmiller, for college field trip, an amount of $250. Okay. Now we have.
I make a motion that we accept the donation with gratefully and with congratulations to Mr. Rockanova.
Mr. Rockanova, I second it. Mr. Rockanova routinely applies for this, and it's a big help for the kids to be able to go visit the colleges they want to. So, again, just want to throw a little appreciation out there for mm-hmm. people who.
He's been doing college trips for many, many years.
Yeah.
And my kids were here. Okay. Acceptance of the Quest grant. Okay. Of the Weaver Educational Enrichment Fund for Berkshire Taconic Foundation grant. Becker Drell and Karen Thompson.
No, we didn't vote on that one.
Okay, sorry. We didn't vote on Mr. Rockville. Yeah. Okay. Motion made and seconded. All in favor? From this?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, sorry about that.
Sorry.
Can you guys have it?
I know I'm throwing a monkey wrench.
Okay, that's all right. Okay, now we'll move on down to the Quest grant. Okay. Acceptance of the Weaver Quest Educational Enrichment Fund of Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation grants. On the recommendation of the superintendent of school, be it resolved that the Board of Education accepts the Weaver Quest Educational Enrichment Fund of the Berkshire Taconic Foundation grant in the following of Quest. Vector Jard and Karen Thompson, an amount of $2,000, classroom amplification system. What kind of system? What kind of, will that, I'm talking about the amplification.
There's speech hearing.
Speakers.
It's software that I think, I'm not entirely sure, because I didn't actually even know about this until I saw the agenda,
okay.
So I asked it.
Sorry,
I believe it has to do with working with the kids who have hearing issues and speech issues.
Okay. Well, it's a very nice grant.
Speech language pathology person, I think, right?
Yes, yeah. They both are.
And oh, it's Rebecca and Karen,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I'd like to move that we accept the donation with congratulations to our two speech language pathologists, Rebecca and Karen, for their work in creating this proposal and going after the money. Well done.
Yes, correct. The motion is made.
Second.
Second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 The ayes have it. Well, thank you very much.
And Jean Rockanova also applied to another Rockanova who
right.
got $858.98 for differentiating with small groups to help kids who may learn in different ways. You know, I mean, that right there is $3,000 that some teachers got us, they really appreciate it.
That's a long thing, long way.
Yeah.
So where's our newspaper tonight?
I know.
Can't say, because I don't know.
So give some credit where credit is really due, and we're not here tonight.
And we thank Quest, because that's really quite nice, too. They've been a continuing source of funds, and we appreciate that.
Okay, now move on down to category of business and operations. Want to talk about the agreement between Dutchess Community College?
Consent? Are you going to go back to consent? Or are you going to come back to that?
Well, 11, no.
Go just, ahead. I'm sorry, if I may, we removed the agreement with the NECC. Apologies. Did we pull 11.06 also?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, sorry, yeah. I missed that. So I don't know if you put it on the record, but I would just like to say, Tracy, that I don't vote on those because of the appearance of a conflict of interest. I sit on the Northeast Community Center Board. Thank you.
Well, the and board policy, which is a different thing. I'd like to just address 1106 first, if I could, the Dutchess Community College in Northeast. Why are we even signing this? I mean, it only has Dutchess Community College and us. We have nothing to do with it. NECC is running the program, and there's no signature there from NECC. So I'm just curious as to why we even need to get involved in that.
We got involved, I want to say, 2 or 3 years ago when Northeast was running the GED class, and we weren't aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Right, so we pulled out, decided not to do our own GED class and just let them do it.
Well, we had asked if they perhaps work with us, but I mean, there's absolutely nothing that we have an involvement short of renting the building to them. So I'm not quite sure what it is we're signing.
I think it was on the advice of attorneys at the time, because the question came up that it was the district's building, and it was a program that was going on that we did not even have any awareness of at the time.
Okay, but shouldn't NECC actually have to sign this too, since they are running it? There's no signature there for that one. Well,
didn't we also approach Dutchess Community College a number of times about offering other programs in the district
we
and working
to.
With us? And
we did.
I recall a discussion about those kinds of things at the time.
Okay, so I can send this back up to Darren Falaza one more time for one last look.
See if well, I mean, just ask them, how is it that the person who's running the program doesn't have to sign it and we do? That right. Makes no sense to me.
Okay. So do you want to go back and do the other one as well?
Yes.
1105.
And we actually have to, somebody has to make a motion and second it in order to be able to discuss it. So I should have done that with the other one, I apologize. But the thing is, we've removed it from the consent agenda right now, so actually what I would move is that we table this agreement.
Table agreement for 11.05?
05, yes. And 06.
Okay.
For further information, and I do want to discuss 1105.
Do you want to discuss it tonight, or do you want to discuss it after the
I'm happy to start the discussion tonight. I
need a second.
Need a second, yeah.
Okay. I'll second the motion to the table. We agree before next.
And we need to vote on that.
Okay, motion made and second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The ayes have it.
I voted last year to approve this agreement as part of an attempt by NECC to win a grant. I had concerns then, which I expressed, about having non-teachers basically instructing our kids and expecting that to be a good source of instruction for them. There are other things that have happened since then. One is privacy. This agreement talks about sharing student information, private student information, whether with or without parental consent. I mean, right, even if it is with parental consent, there are, anyone we sign a contract with has to be made the parents' rights to privacy has to be made a part of that contract. We have to get information from them on how they intend to keep the information on individual students private and what systems there will be if there's a breach. And it's not as straightforward as just signing a contract anymore if student information is going to be given out. But my real concern, as it was last year, is that I would really like to see the district. We've hired a special education teacher. We've hired an additional elementary teacher. I would really like to see the district take this on as part of our attempt to raise these scores. These are our scores that are low. These are our kids who need help. And I have a problem basically endorsing a program that we have no say over the employees, no say over what the requirements are. We can't have anybody do AIS with our students unless they're supervised by a certified teacher. We have no control over what is here. We're also talking about selling the building. And that will throw this really into a tizzy if we either sell and or find someplace else to do it. The district takes on significant, and again, I raised concerns about this last year, the district takes on significant role as a provider of information, a provider of documents, a salesperson, essentially, for the program. And I'm just not comfortable with that anymore. I'm not comfortable with saying, here, send your kids here, they're going to get help that'll help improve their scores or whatever else, when we have zero control and zero knowledge and zero ability to influence anything in terms of how the program is run and who is, I mean, day-to-day operations will be managed by NECC's program director. There's been a lot of talk in terms of hiring staff here, and now I don't think you need to be an educational professional to do a certain amount of administrative oversight, but some members of the board have been very clear in saying that you should leave this stuff to the professionals. Well, we're not getting professionals here.
Sorry, I know I'm not supposed to participate in this conversation, but was that referring to what I said in our executive session about professionals on our program, what I just said about evaluations and that sort of thing?
No, that's referring to things that are said in public. I think that it is a reasonable assumption that a teaching degree has some value. And I think that if we want to raise the abilities of these kids and address the issues that they have, that we ought to be doing it with teachers. And we ought to be doing it ourselves in a way that we get feedback that our teachers can use. It's a whole different ball game now that Common Core is here, and I just think we need to take ownership of this and really make sure that when hours of our kids' times are being used, that we have the best shot at providing help to them that is going to be the most effective, the most efficient, and the best for our district and our schools and our teachers. That's just my feeling.
So is there specific further information that you would like me to get?
Oh, it doesn't matter what information you get. We're never going to have a say in who's hired. We're never going to have a say in the credentials of who's hired. We're never going to have a say in the curriculum.
In terms of, is this connected to a particular grant? thought that's what we were asking.
That was last year.
That was last year. This was connected to a grant last year, and it's, I'm a little perturbed, actually, that it's being presented to us as though it's something we've always done. We haven't.
That's the information you want. Have we done this? How often?
Well, yeah, you can see if you can find something like this before this. I would be shocked if there was.
Well, she came and presented this. She came and presented this like they were applying for a grant, and they would like us to be on with them to probably hopefully get the grant.
The first time we worked with DEC and the community center had to do with providing a GED, right? Am I right? Was that the first time? Nope.
No, I think the first time probably was clubs or something. I don't know. That's actually before my time.
No, Dutchess Community College was about had to do with just GED and that kind of thing. Judy, I share your concern to some extent, and the fact that, and I think you need to run this by our attorneys very, very carefully, that because without our signing on our consent here, I have a feeling that the program won't fly, and what are, and as you explained, what are the ramifications if there's a problem to the school district?
But they were running their own GED program before this even
Yeah, but when
came about.
Dutchess Community College got involved, remember they had, I mean, what they had, 30, 40 people come there to take the GED course or whatever. Remember, a few years ago, Bill?
I don't believe there were that many. But
well, it was quite a number, and there were some issues at the building.
And we only had three or four.
Yeah.
At the time.
But I mean, I think there are some. We have some responsibilities here that we need to make sure that they're clear and what are our.
What I like to ask, are they asking for our help too? Are they applying for another grant?
That isn't how it's being presented to us.
We don't know.
They actually, I believe, one of the last millions and committees we said it, Jenny had shared that they had applied and got, I don't know if it's public information, but they were able to secure a grant. So,
would you like Jenny to come to
the
next meeting?
Well, I was told that they were, again, this. I don't care whether there's a grant behind it or not anymore. I was really uncomfortable with this last year, and I'm really uncomfortable with it this year. And this year, I'm not inclined, since we do have extra staff, to support it. I mean, conflict resolution and grievance process. If problems arise between NECC and WSD that cannot be resolved by the Weebatuck High School, well, it's Weebatuck Central School Superintendent and NECC's Executive Director, the board, by law, has authority over curriculum and every program that affects our kids. And this is saying that the superintendent gets to decide whether there's a problem or not. We are signing away our legal responsibility to oversee any program that affects our kids. I'm not comfortable with that. Communication and accountability. NECC will provide WSD with copies of all reports and outcome information that it sends to funders as part of any grant contract upon request. How is this helping our kids if we don't get copies of the outcomes automatically as part of it? And that kind of information, well, if it's non-identifiable, then it can be sent. But again, in a relatively small district, non-identifiable is not as easy as it might seem. If you have three kids that have X, Y, and Z issues, all someone has to do is look at who rides the bus and find out who it is. I have serious concerns about our responsibility to keep student information private and about, as I say, what we're getting out of it, what the kids are getting out of it. I think it is our responsibility to make sure that we provide the best chance for our kids to meet their academic goals, and to me that, I mean, we're in real trouble if it doesn't matter if you have a teaching degree, quite frankly. With Common Core and everything else that's going on, I can't help but feel that this is not the solution anymore. I had issues last year, and now it's tipped over to the point where, at least for me, I can't see this as the best solution. We've hired extra teachers. We have teacher aides.
Extra teachers, but I don't think we're going to have extra teachers from 2:15 to 6 p.m. at night.
We could ask. We may very well have people on staff who would be willing to run this program. We may very well have, as a matter of fact, some of our teacher assistants or teacher aides teach up there. They go up there and work for NECC. So, yes, there are people that we might very well be able to interest in doing this. We've just never looked at it at all. I think it deserves to at least be looked at with people who already know our kids and know what their issues are and are going to share that information easily with the teachers that we have here that they see every day. It's not a matter of not appreciating the idea, but I don't think we can sign over our responsibility to provide these services to somebody else without even trying to see if we can do it ourselves.
Well, I'm right now, so it's a partnership that we believe that we're supposed to be. You know, there should be some guidelines established by us. It's not necessarily signing over our responsibility. It's working with another entity for best for our kids.
But we're not, because they get to decide what the program is, they get to decide who teaches, they get to decide what happens day to day, and we have zero say over
that. But how much of that oversight have we asked for? Like, have we just gone along with it? Not, I mean, if these are questions that we have, shouldn't we approach it with the people involved?
Well, if it's not our staff, how much oversight can we have, honestly? I mean, it's one of the reasons we've kept the bus program here all these years, is so that kids would be bused by people we hire and we know, instead of sending it out to a company that may or may not do a good job of picking the people. And I'm not saying they don't do a good job. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there is zero requirement for the kind of feedback that would help our kids. There is zero requirement for certified teachers. There is zero requirement for showing familiarity and mastery of Common Core. There is, I mean, we're sending our teachers to courses all over the place and paying. I think this is an educational program, and I don't see why we're handing it over to an institution that is not an educational institution. That's just, and again, the privacy issues are not small. We will need to get information on exactly how that identifiable student information is going to be kept private. There is supposed to be serious oversight, whether it be physical or computer, in terms of what's there. This is not as easy as it sounds to be doing our job properly and sign this.
So I'll send it to the attorneys to have them take a look, see if there's any input they can provide to us.
I look at this program as an after school entity program for the kids. It's not a continuation of a school day where you're educating the kids to an extent where it's going to be a process, and I believe that we do have educated people involved through the community center. As far as maybe trained in the Common Core, we still have people learning that here. I think we can get them on board if we figure out what we want to do there. I think it's kind of like what Chris is saying, there is a responsibility that we have, and Judy's saying the same thing. But we haven't learned that yet, and I think it still needs to be an after-school type organization.
But that's not what this proposal is. I'm simply reading from their proposal. Specifically, this program.
We have to endorse it if it's an after-school program.
That's
like
right.
Like they dump them off, they mean a ball field for soccer, that's an after
We have
program.
Never improved.
We don't have stores,
we have never approved or partnered for just an after-school program. This says it, whose families desire enrichment, academic support, and mentoring. Specifically, this program seeks to improve the academic performance of participants, improve behavior and reduce in-school suspensions and detentions, help students develop goals for their future and planning towards those goals, decrease teen pregnancy.
Yeah, I agree.
This,
worded
this is not an after-school program.
No, it's worded the wrong way.
So we'll find out if we need to do this, if we don't need to do this, if it's where we stand.
I mean, what's different than what is different?
Yeah, it's totally different. Yeah.
Board of Education.
Okay, move on. Let's see, we have some other
You're under other, Bill?
Under yeah.
Business and Operations.
Business and Operations, yes. 11.07.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything under other? Okay, no. Okay, Board of Education. New York State School Board Association Conference.
Judy and I went. I don't know if you want to speak about it on last weekend.
I thought it was very informative. We split off and did a number of different workshops separately so we could gather the most information and collectively bring back. Some of the workshops I attended have some information from the technology committee about different programs that other districts are using. One in particular has a learning management system application called Schoology, which I would recommend that the technology committee members really look at. It's a free application. We also, there was one about open meetings and Sunshine Law, which I'd to share about our retreat. Procedurally, there's a lot of things that we as a board don't do well.
I the biggest part of what I went to was the law conference on Sunday, which is always informative, usually enjoyable, sometimes not with the world's best presenters, but you wind up coming back with a big, huge binder, which I have to go through and try to winnow out to share with people, unless everyone would like one. I mean, I'm happy to share whatever's there. It's there's a lot of stuff coming down the pike that has come down. Is the parents' Bill of Rights on our website?
Good.
That has to be there. There's going to be a privacy officer appointed soon, hired. They haven't finished writing the description of the job in state ed. There's a lot more mandates coming down the pike for us, as usual. And I approve of most of it. It's just that it requires significant sums of money to accomplish some of what they want us to accomplish. A lot of changes in special ed law. A lot of changes in what the definition of least restrictive environment is. There's just, I could go on forever, but I'm trying to winnow through the stuff, as I say, and ask people what in particular they're interested in, because there's so much there. Although all of it is available on the NISBA conference website. So anyone who wanted to go on there and look, if you haven't got a sign in at NISBA, you can get one by just asking Tracy or calling them. The last time I forgot, I called them and they were very good at just setting it up for me. So you can go on and get these resources.
That's every PowerPoint, I believe.
Yes, every single one of them from every single session. We tried to cover different ones so that we would get the most bang for our buck, but some of them we were all interested in were just, you know, standing room only. So I thought it was very valuable. I know Jim attended a number of them that.
One of them that sticks out the most is the use of social media and how many districts are avoiding Facebook and Twitter and how many districts are taking it on and how school districts can no longer really avoid social media. And that actually came up in the district leadership team last month, as you saw, if you saw the minutes.
Yeah.
So everyone's thinking the same thing. So there will be much more conversation about that as this year progresses, but there will be a board decision whether we're going to do that. But a lot of push for that. I also attended a very interesting session on the data team, school district between Rochester and Buffalo called Leroy, which does it very differently. And in fact, if I can pull it off, I would like to send at least two of our principals to that district to see how they're using student data, not just scores that you get from the state of New York, but actual real student work and how they've implemented teachers working together to use that data to improve instruction. Actual data, not just waiting around for reports from the state. So very, very, again, if it's in New York next year, I would recommend that anybody who can get away for 2.5 days, it's well worth it. I don't know where it'll be next year, but probably back in Rochester, but you never know. It was worth the time, for sure. The only other policy committee we're going to meet separately from Millerton in just a little while. The policy committee meeting was supposed to be tonight, but it was I sat by the window looking, but it was so
it wasn't in the report, and I
thought it was.
Well, I talked to Aaron. Maybe not all, but I talked to Aaron.
How about this? How about if I take the 4,000, since that's what we're up to, and Tracy and I put them together and what they're recommended, and we try it that way, just for the 4,000, see if that works.
Okay.
Is that okay? We'll give it a shot in the 4,000s, and see if that works. Okay? So that will be coming your way soon. That's all.
And, well, on the other, I do want to say one thing, because I think I was... if what I'm thinking of is what Kristen was speaking about when she wondered whether I was saying something that had happened at executive session, if what I'm thinking about is that actually happened after executive session while we were all sitting there talking there. But I can tell you what I'm thinking about is Joanne Boyd, who for years sat here and said, we pay our professionals to do, to make the decisions. We should let our professionals make the decisions. That's what was on my mind. So if it seemed that there was anything else, there wasn't.
Thank you.
We're talking about grants and so on. We've talked many times, and I'm not sure about grants for a generator for the district. And has that ever gone anywhere? And I know we were talking to Mike Haggerty about a grant and a number of times. I know Bill was on it.
Yeah, about the last 12 years.
Yeah.
But we're trying to roll that into the...
But we're trying to roll it into the energy project.
That's a critical thing, really.
Oh, yeah.
Nate Agta will be here on December 8th. He's our power authority point person.
Yeah, we really need to.
And so will Ray Jurkowski. So we'll have those two people here on the 8th of December to give us updates on the water project, the septic project, and the power project.
I'm hoping at that time there, because the solar panels have come down so much in price that we're going to have a little extra money. Because we can't add the number of kilowatt uses we're going to get. So the extra money maybe we save put toward a generator. I'm hoping anyway.
Not to put on the solar panel thing, I don't think we'd have a problem. I don't think we'd have a problem. We have a lot of engineers involved, but there's a number of issues in a number of towns now where solar panels have become a zoning issue because they're being put on buildings that where the roofs are not constructed to handle that weight, and new construction is not the case, and that's a major problem in some towns. But anyway, I don't think it should be in our case.
No, we're going to put them on poles.
Yeah. Behind UBIS.
And when is the roof discussion put off till?
The Millerton roof?
Yes.
Until after the Millerton.
Okay.
Are we on other?
Yes.
Are we on Board of Ed other? I'm interested in us thinking about how all this technology that we've invested in could be available to either our students or adult community members, especially over the summer. It seems like we have an amazing resource here, and I would be interested in providing opportunities to the public, you know, appropriate opportunities to, I don't know. I don't know what we could do. I don't know what the specific needs are, but take a class, learn how to use them, or, you know, something like that.
I think that's a great idea, and it certainly would be a use of a valuable resource that would sit there otherwise. You're not ruining the life of a computer just by using it for
right.
another couple of months.
It would be really exciting if we could possibly do something very cool, you know, for the kids, like some kind of technology camp. But, you know, but so that would be amazing, especially if it could also be fun and very interactive and, you know, a really well put together program. Short of that, like I said, some way to put those to good use for adult members of the community. I think we should really think about and look into it as a board and through you and, you know, what the specific needs of our community might be that we could help fill.
I know the board has always tried to encourage the multiple use of our building and facilities
yes.
for the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have, like in Menia, they have the rec program. They do hold insurance for different activities here. They walk through the halls. They keep the insurance up, and they walk through the halls, the track, when it warms weather. Warmer weather, okay. But no, I want to encourage as much as possible. The community has paid for these buildings and facilities. They should be able to use them.
You know? So maybe Kevin would have some ideas too. You know, I mean, they have these amazing technology camps, you know, on the different college campuses. But if we could do some version of something,
but we need to
it
do
would
some
be a great
for
summer
adults,
school project.
For the adult school.
Along those
yes.
and seniors.
Along those lines, here again, a number of years ago, we offered a lot of adult education courses here at the school. And I know we've tried to partner with Dutchess Community College a number of times on that. I think we should pursue that again. Along with the lines of with what Kristen is talking about. I mean, there's a great need, I think, for those kinds of programs for adults. And also, in the experience that we had in other years where community members got involved in that adult education program led to them going on and furthering their education even further and getting a degree and moving into a different profession. So I think there are all things that we need to pursue actively, and if we talk to Dutchess Community College, see if we can't get them interested again like they were a few years back.
Do we get Dutchess involved? What about getting BOCES involved?
Or BOCES also.
Yeah.
Anything.
And we can
any,
use the aidable if we get
right.
multiple districts yeah. involved.
Right.
I'd also like to, when we hear back from Reverse Polarity, one of the things I'd like to get information from them on is whether we really have to go through this kind of clunkiness to on every single school computer. It makes no sense to me. I mean, I bring mine in, I sign it on wireless. We've already agreed that we're going to do very little filtering on the wireless, so why are we putting all this overhead on these machines? There may be something I'm not thinking of. I'm not an expert at that part of it. I'm not at anything about computers. I wouldn't call myself an expert, but I'm knowledgeable, and it doesn't seem to me that this is necessarily necessary. We may just be doing a knee-jerk thing because that's the way it used to be when all the computers were wired to a... So I'd like to investigate that from them.
Okay. Anybody else for other on the Board of Ed? Okay. Moving on down to public comment. Anybody? Now we don't have public comments. Okay. We'll move on for
I thought there was an executive session that's going on here. There's no second. There is. We do need an executive session.
Okay.
We do need one, yeah.
Can I have a motion to move out of public session to exec session? Discuss particular matters?
Person?
Person matters? Person?
Personnel issue.
It's not. Okay, is it? It's personnel and I'm staying? I thought there was something.
That's why this is going to be personnel.
It's not going to be personnel. We have one personnel issue, but you're aware of it. But I think it's the committee.
Okay.
But we don't want to do the other personnel we were in the middle of when we came back? We don't want to talk about that anymore tonight? We spoke with the parents and we were...
Oh, do we want to come? If you want to come back, that's up to you.
I think something needs to be done sooner rather than later.
Just get Jerry to wait for a few minutes then.
Yes.
Because then we'll come around to the notes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
So, wait a minute. We didn't have a first or a second, did we?
No, we didn't.
A motion.
We didn't have a first.
Move into executive session for what? Negotiations? I mean, we have to give a reason. What
employment
is it we're doing?
History of a particular...
Just a particular person.
Employment history of a particular person,
yes.
Or persons.
And that's what it's about?
That's the starting
point. And legal matters?
And legal matters.
I mean, this is part of what I have a problem with. If it's the employment history of a particular
employment.
Person, fine. If it's not, I'm not fine, and I'm not going to vote yes.
We're going to do a particular employment history plus...
Plus nothing.
No.
Unless we say it.
We started a conversation about our athletic program. I don't know that looking at how we structured that is executive session.
Well, we're talking a particular person.
Yeah, all of it is not. You're right.
Yeah.
So I don't want to have that conversation in executive session. That's what we're doing.
We're talking about a particular person.
No, but the
question.
Yeah.
But if we don't.
We're talking about personnel, and that is executive session. The questions we were in the middle of. It's not just how we structure it. It's why we're making a certain decision and that's personnel, and we need to keep it just to that. And anything else, we need to discuss outside of it. But what I'm saying is, I'm not sure whether our meeting with Mr. Scuteri has to do with the employment history of somebody. So we have to say what it's about. What I don't know for sure what it's about.
So we have two separate executive
something.
Sessions because I won't attend our executive session where we're in.
I think we do need
yes.
to, yeah.
So two separate
sessions,
ones.
Yes.
If it's
but you can attend, you just can't.
I know it's.
No,
I can't
no,
attend
no,
because
no,
it's negotiations and I cannot.
And it is. That's what it is. It's negotiations.
Okay, so
and that will bring questions,
okay.
But it's
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Motion
I
made.
Put it
under
litigation,
I'm still not 100%
no,
clear on
no, because
what
it's
we're
not
doing,
litigation.
But,
we really got to stop doing this. They were pissed off because they weren't included in that last meeting, and we got to stop doing this.
So we all fit in this one?
So that was Ms. Moran.
So I make a motion that we move into executive session for a discussion of negotiations.
Motion made second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Let's have it.
All right, so it's negotiations. I'm out.